Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 5 meeting with the Texans.
How big of a challenge is it, for this offense, for this team, when if the possibility you don't have Lamar?
Like you said, that's a challenge. It's a obviously, the type of player and leader that Lamar is and how much he means to us. The beautiful thing is that we got a lot of fighters in this group and, a deep organization with a ton of players that are going to step up and make plays. And I just got a lot of faith and trust in the guys.
Mark, what's been the discussion just among the offense? Obviously, it hasn't been probably as rhythmic as you guys would have liked. And just what's the message been?
Just staying efficient, I think, is the biggest thing. I think at times we're moving the ball extremely well, and for us, it's just staying on track, and that's everybody. There's things all over the field that are just limiting our success, and I think for us, just dialing in, doing our job, focusing, and good things will happen, and we'll be more efficient that way.
Mark, you talk about having faith in the guys. Cooper Rush had reps with the first team this summer and whatnot. In the preseason. What did he show you about how he can operate this offense?
Well, he's a pro's pro. He really, dove into this offense, understands it extremely well. He's going to know, he's going to be on his P's and Q's. He's going to know what to do. And, I know he's fired up for the opportunity to, go show what he's all about. And, there's a reason why he's been in the league for 9 years, I think it is now. He's a really good player.
Mark, you guys have come back from tough moments and fixed yourselves in various ways over the course of seasons in the past. What's the overall tone and messaging in there right now?
For us, it's continue to fight. Everybody here in this organization we're all fighters. We've been through adversity. We know what that looks like, and there's no quit in this group. And I'm excited to show the world that.
How much more does that expand your entire offense for him being involved with everyone else?
Yeah, he looked great. He was flying around, made some really big plays, some big blocks, and, picked up like where he left off. So he's going to be a big part of this offense and what we do as a team, and, played really well, and we're going to be able to open that up and expand that with him, and it's going to look really good. I think just open communication, within the group of, how he sees things, how he wants you to run the route, and just being able to be there for him and be friendly to him, be the quarterback's best friend. I think we got a lot of guys that are committed to that and trying to help him out as best we can.
Mark, how much will the – I mean, obviously Lamar and Cooper are very different quarterbacks, different skill sets. How much would the offense change if Cooper is the starter on Sunday?
Yeah, I think that, at the end of the day, we have a core group, and Lamar is one of one. There's no one else like Lamar. No one's been like Lamar. But at the end of the day, we've got a core group of offensive guys, and we're going to use everybody, and it's going to be diverse in that way.
All good. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, guys.